Hey guys, just wanted to give a quick apology for the last two uploads. It is incredibly my fault. I've been messing with new equipment. We've been trying to do stuff to get our sets all lined up, and all in all, the quality has just been terrible. And it's in large part my fault. So I just wanted to personally come on here and say I'm sorry about the quality of these last couple episodes. That being said, moving forward, be expecting a lot of good belly laughs, some goofs, some gaffs. I appreciate you all watching. I just wanted to take time and say I appreciate you even taking time to sit down and watch this shitty fucking podcast. So thank you for doing that, and I'm sorry that the quality as of late has been annoying with messing with all this new equipment. I just have been over my head a little bit for some of it. So I apologize. Thank you for your patience, and I appreciate you all so much. Have fun watching the episode.
Hey, if we do this right, do you think we can make it look like we're kissing?
You gotta lean in, you fucking prude. Oh.
Already did it, dude.
You just left me hanging there?
No, I did it.
You're the worst fucking...
You did it for a long time.
You're the worst moonlight hookup, man. I bet if I took you out in my dad's Chevelle in the 1950s, and I tried to grab up on you, I bet you'd be like, I don't do that kind of stuff. And I'd see you the next day with the captain of the football team. That's what I think you'd be.
Well, I am the captain of the football team. I can pass far, and I can run the ball. And I'm going to BYU.
See, that's how we knew it was a joke. You said run the ball.
No. And they called me the tank, dude. Unstoppable force.
Oh, okay. Yeah, man. I think that's what they call you at the buffet.
That is true.
Are we here? Is anyone awake? Am I just jerking it in the studio alone? Where's my reassurance? That's right.
Are we recording now? Is this the
episode? Yeah, we're live, dude.
Bingo.
My name is Stretch.
This is the last time you mess with Stretch.
And fade.
I don't know why the fuck I wore yellow, dude. If you're yeah, fat, you can really only wear black.
You, dude.
Well, I look so fucking stupid. It's a good shirt, though.
No. Shirt. It's not stupid. It's just, it's dumb.
Yeah, it's true.
Yeah, no. Yellow looks all right. It's okay.
Is this episode for a full other week? Is that what this is?
Yeah.
Are we just batching these for some reason? Why are we batching them?
Because I'm currently in Japan at this time.
Oh, okay. Oh, that's right. You're talking about that. Okay.
Yeah.
Too good to do an episode from Japan, dude?
Yeah, I am too good. When I had my super viral Who Wants to Be a Millionaire parody on Vine, and every huge Viner copied it, and then they did Inspired By. I Be Noel Miller. I like the way that read, I Be Noel Miller.
I Be? Oh, Inspired By Noel Miller.
Yeah, but it was like, yeah, I Be Noel Miller.
I Be Noel Miller for Who Wants to Be a Millionaire. You know what, dude? I bet you felt really good about that, too. You're like, look, I have all this inspiration I'm causing.
No, actually, I was just kind of like, I just kind of shrugged it off because I thought no one cares. No one cares that who the fuck this is inspired by.
Whoever. Yeah, no one will ever give a fuck. Well, it'll last longer than 4 seconds after they've seen this.
Yeah.
That's like the biggest thing I've seen with like people that upload my cartoons and stuff. People are like, well, at least tag the fucking guy. At least tag the motherfucker. And I'm like, do you think that any of these like stupid cocksuckers out there that give a fuck, that are scrolling through Instagram reels, actually give a shit about who made this? Well, who the fuck crafted this? Yo, this Taylor Swift parody, this is fucking like crazy, dude. I got to get to the bottom of this shit. Inspector Gadget style. Yo, go credit, dog.
Go Gadget credit.
Nick, can you get me one of those whiskey and Coke cans?
What fucking time is it, dude?
Not late enough. You give me two of them
straight to his phone. He's texting his sponsor right now. Hey man, I know we said 24 hours, but...
I know you said 20 cases, but I'm going to eat 40.
Dude, it's 12 o'clock.
It is a flat noon, dude. This is the werewolf time.
Yeah.
Thank you, dude. Yeah, go ahead. This is the one, though, that Jack Daniels did, but they did it with... this is the same thing we had in Austin.
Austin, yeah. Is that the one with Coke Zero, though?
No, I don't think so. Well, this one makes me nervous because it says cola, so I'm hoping it's still this. Oh, wonderful. No, that's just magical is what that is.
Why don't you drink two of them to make sure they did it right?
Well, I think I'll open up another one then. Why not? You ever get nervous whenever you open a can with your fingernail that your fingernail is going to rip off?
Yeah.
I worry about that sometimes, too. I don't drink enough milk.
I feel like
my bones are weak.
I use the thumb. Get under there.
Use your thumb?
Yeah, I can get under there.
Your thumbnail or just your thumb in general?
I'll use the nail to get it up and then get the thumb in there.
Let me stop you. I'm using like my pointer finger to do it. I also noticed recently, too, I have very small hands.
Yeah, you do.
Like, it's sad. My hands are very, very small. I look at my finger. I kind of wish I had, like, these big, meaty, like, fucking, these catcher's mitts of hands, but I don't. They're just, like, fucking tiny.
Yeah, that's the worst. When you go to shake a dude who's got the Popeye hands, and he just mushes your...
Yeah, no shit. I grabs my whole hand with, like, two of his fingers. He's like, what's up, pipsqueak?
Yeah.
I'm like,
Yeah. It's cool having small hands. Right? Right,
you
guys?
Got
small
long,
hands
you got,
are in?
You got some Jack Skellingtons, dude.
Do I?
I think so. Like, long and skinny?
What do we think, is that not crew? What do we think, crew? Rate them. 1 out of 10. What are we rating
for
my hands?
Largeness or just in general?
Just generally, you know? What would you rate?
I think there's three levels that a person looks at for attractiveness of hands.
Okay, let's
hear it. Vascular?
Okay.
Right? Are they vascular? Could you imagine it slapping an ass and grabbing an ass?
All
right.
Well,
and then two, no. And then three would be, would you want to shake that hand? I think that's the three levels.
All right, Luke, go ahead and answer that. You giving it 8? 8 in all categories? 8 across?
Sure. 8's pretty good.
I'll take 8, man.
I think mine's a stubby 4, dude.
I'm going to be real.
My hands are getting so fat that it's doing the thing that whenever I keep my hands flat, like the knuckle gets buried under the fat, so it's like indents instead of being pointy.
Yeah.
That makes it probably a 3.
Hunter, I'm going to be real. If your hand was slapping my ass, I'd be screaming for all high heaven.
Okay, that makes it sound like... why would you be screaming all high heaven?
Because I would be like, just... How is this disgusting hand anywhere near this part of my body?
Oh, right? So you're doing out of fear of like, icky, icky, icky.
Yeah, that's exactly what I think.
All right.
When I shake your hand in real life, I close my eyes.
Could a 3 be at least acceptable? Or are you saying that it's dropping down to a 2 or even a 1?
The more I look, the longer I look, I think it's just dropping for me, you know?
Dang, dude. All right, well, you had your fucking crew look. Nick, what would you give my hands, dude? He had to get back up. He let out a breath of like, fuck, he had to get back up. You give my hands a 5? Okay, well, that's a 5. How about we break even then 4?
Nick,
I said 3, you said 5. Nick, you got some... Your hands are too bony, dude. You know what, honestly, though? I give him a 7. A solid 7. I think you just need more meat on you, dude. He's kind of a skinny guy.
I think Nick needs plasma.
I don't know if Nick needs less blood. I don't know why I have to say that, but I feel like he has too much blood.
No, dude. Actually, yeah, he does it. Nick, you are like vampire build.
I want to say all of this is very fucking hurtful, and I want you to know that I have to be the one that wipes away his tears later. So fucking enough of all this bullying, dude. I don't go into your guys' dojo and bully all your people.
Oh, yeah.
So don't you fucking start bullying my guy.
You can't even hide the smirk. You know you're lying, you fucker.
Well, no, I just saw we have a really funny poster standing up over there, so that's why I was smiling.
Oh, okay. Yeah, sure.
It's funny. We put it up for morale, and it has boosted it. If you had to put one picture up in your studio to boost morale, what would it be?
Harry Styles.
Oh, God, really? Didn't he make that song about like pussy eating called like watermelon sugar? Isn't that all about pussy eating?
Yeah, I don't know, Lauren. Is it about cunnilingus?
I'm almost positive it is.
Is it? I didn't know that.
Yeah, I'm almost positive that's what it's about. I remember.
Oh, what a lame metaphor.
Like, are you fucking kidding me?
Because the vagina is pink. Is that the metaphor?
It looks like a watermelon.
Yeah, what a, oh man, what
you know
a charming thing to say.
You know how when you eat a woman's minge and you spit out the seeds? I got Nick. That's all that matters, dude. That's my demo is Nick. If I can make Nick laugh, that's all that matters.
Yeah.
I don't like that song, Hi.
Careful, man.
I don't like
Lauren
that
about
one.
To take
I was
a
rewatching
fucking
through
first
Euphoria.
Class flight to Kansas City with a shotgun, dude.
Huh?
I said, Lauren's over here. She's loading up her shotgun. She's about to take a first class flight to Kansas
dude,
City
I've
and
survived.
Lay you out.
Not only did I survive, I backed off the Swifty army yesterday. I feel fucking invincible.
Nah,
the Harry Styles. I like how people also
Harry
have, like, Harry Styles
man.
Is anything special. He wears dresses. It's like, didn't fucking David Bowie do that in 1950 fucking three?
Yeah.
Hello? Am I insane? I feel like British people have been doing that forever.
Yeah.
Simon Cowell was probably judging people singing with a fucking dress on for all I could. I don't know. I was watching Euphoria, though, the other day.
Yeah.
You know what song they overused in that fucking show? And it was driving me insane. I was binging the show. I had this depressed nightmare. I don't know why. I was like, I think I'll put on Euphoria.
Yeah, man. That's
it was
a good choice.
It was the only thing that clicked. It's a fucking song that's like, still don't know my name.
Yeah, that's the theme song.
That's the theme song to the show?
Yes,
that's
dude.
Not the theme song to the show. They switch up the theme song every day.
No, they every day. No, they.
There you go.
It's dynamically inserted. Mm-hmm. That is the nerdiest thing I've ever said. Let me go kill myself.
Dynamically inserted.
It was dynamically inserted. No,
so they made that song for Euphoria?
I'm pretty sure it's at least the main selection.
Oh, well, that makes it. That, I was like, because I was sitting there, I was like getting angry after a while. I was like, stop using that fucking song, dude. Watching fucking Hunter Schafer and Zendaya ride on a goddamn bicycle. Still don't know my name. I'm like, I do. I know. I know what your fucking name is. This song doesn't make any sense for this fucking show. I tell you what, dude, that Sam Levinson, dude, I think he's got a couple skeletons in his closet. His stuff is sexual.
You think?
Young sexual people.
Huh.
All right, so you're 16 and Nate's going to come on your foot. Action.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't, the guy's like, because I think the guy who plays Nate, he's British. He's like, I don't know if I'll feel comfortable. He's like, fuck her foot, dude. Action. Yeah. A24 is like, wow.
Yeah.
I like how they use purple and blue floodlights.
Yeah.
Here's $4 million.
Yeah. There are some technical things on that show that are just insane, though.
You know what's funny about that show, too, is the most interesting episodes have nothing to do with any of the high school people.
No.
Isn't that funny? The most interesting episodes are the pedophilic dad, his backstory, and Fezco and his brother.
Yep.
Most interesting characters. Yeah, we barely get any time with them.
Yeah. We want to know more about Cal.
That's the dad, right?
Yeah.
I liked it, dude. I liked his walkout. I thought that shit was fucking hilarious.
Which one? Where he walks into the room and he pisses himself?
Well, he pisses on the floor. And he basically tells both of his kids to fuck off and his wife. And he's like, I'm gay. And leaves. And he just hangs out at his construction yard and has just been like fucking like, who knows, like a couple weeks. And Nate shows up with a gun. He's like, Dad, I have all the CP on this SanDisk 1 GB flash drive. He's like, okay. He's like, goodbye, Dad. And I'm like, what a fucking lackluster into that. You're not going to just shoot your dad in the face? Come on, man.
Yeah,
what
then,
a bummer.
Yeah, then he's, because he was, you know, I think he had a moment of clarity. He's like, 1 gig of CP. Is my dad really trying? Or is he just, did he just make a mistake?
I'm actually, like sitting there. He looks like a fucking ape, dude. His brow's all fur, like furrowed and stuff. He's like, really, Dad? 1 GB and not 1 TB? Are you even really in this shit or
not? Yeah.
You never supported me, dude.
Yeah. There's guys on the boards that have, you know, 100x this shit. What are you doing?
The box of their hard drives weighs more than I do, Dad.
Yeah. This amount of CP is so pathetic. If I were to call the FBI, they would hang up.
Yeah. Really? That's it? Dude. Tell us when your dad starts downloading some .movs or some .mp4s. Okay, see ya.
That's a grim thought.
That'd be a crazy FBI.
That's a grim thought.
Just how much?
Calling the FBI. Hey, this guy's got child porn. Like, how much? I don't know. There's like at least 4 or 5 pictures.
I think he has like a red 1 gigabyte SanDisk flash drive. Starts laughing like that. Yeah. Really?
Yeah.
Okay, dude.
Okay.
Whatever.
Yeah. Maybe it's just your sister. Then they hang up.
Oh, okay, that makes me feel better.
You see, dude, have you seen that like philosophical question going around on Twitter where, of people like telling on themselves? They're like,
people telling on themselves for child porn?
In a way, yeah, in a way. People are going, if you have photos of yourself naked at 13, does that make you a pedophile?
Yeah, it does.
Nick from his room screamed, yeah, it does. Dude, I'm sorry that my team likes to keep it fucking real, dude.
Formula One this weekend in Las Vegas, and boy, are
oh,
we
yeah,
excited.
Oh, yeah, this week. Are you stoked for the race?
I am not. I think it's going to be bad.
Oh, God, Noel. Have a bit of fucking optimism, dude. Are you kidding me?
You just yelled at me for the crew keeping it real on your side, and I come here and I go, I think this race is going to suck ass, and now I'm negative.
Yeah, I think you're being a little Debbie Downer, dude.
Okay, all right, dude. It's not nice
I
to call.
I don't think this race is going to be good. I'm not even going to tune in.
And on the day of, I know your fucking little happy ass is going to sit down and be like, well, I guess I can watch the race, though.
I mean, of course.
Hell, man. Did you see that?
Of
that's
course.
Crazy, cuh.
Yeah, that's what I say after races, it.
The amount of times you've ever said you're brazy to me is crazy, dude. I'm always like, dude, stop that. Yeah. Enough of that, dude. You got Nick saying it now, too. It's fucked up. Yeah, Nick's walking
here,
on top of the
picturing Nick going, that's brazy.
That's brazy.
That's brazy.
That is brazy. Watching a One Piece episode.
That's brazy.
Luffy just totally owed that guy. That's brazy, cuh.
You never use those in conjunction.
You never use those in conjunction.
You can never use those in conjunction. That is the rule.
You've clearly been around gang members in Los Angeles.
I've never been around a gang member, dude. You know why? You know why I've never been around a gang member?
Why?
It's because I know I talk them out of it.
What do you mean,
dude? What are you doing with yourself? That's what I say. Wait,
oh,
what?
You'd scared straight them out of it.
I'd not scare straight them out, but I'd be like, dude, this is kind of cringe. That's what I'd say,
yeah.
Dude. So what you like? You like to wear like the same colors every day? I do that kind of thing, and I bully him out of it.
Oh, okay.
Dude, stop, is what they'd say. And I'm like, oh, whatever, dude. Dude, that's a cute fucking scarf you got on, man.
I have a scarf?
No, I'm saying that to the gang member.
Oh, right.
I like to imagine every gang member wears a scarf, like a fucking wizard from Harry Potter or some shit. The way that they wear, like, Gryffindor scarfs.
Right.
Like a Blood or a Crip would use that. What's another big gang?
There are a lot of them. Where do you want to start?
Bulldogs.
The Bulldogs are one?
Yeah. The Bulldogs? Nick.
It's a lesbian.
Fresno Bulldogs.
It's a lesbian gang outside of Fresno, California, I think.
Oh, okay. Got it. Yeah.
All right, Jesus.
Yeah.
Harassing people in Sam's Club parking lots and shit.
just on their knuckles.
On their knuckles on the ground, yeah.
Arr! Arr!
Okay, Jesus, just leave us alone. Is there an all-lesbian gang?
Yeah, probably.
Sweet. Can someone Google that? Ovi or Nick, can someone Google that?
I want to say there was like some L.A. clique that was like, it was like Pussy Eater or something.
If you have a lesbian gang and it's not called Pussy Eat or something, I think that's a dish. Like, I'm glad they have that. Like, fucking Muff Eater.
Street Orphans.
Oh, dude. I don't know why, but Turf Toe sounds good to me.
Turf Toe?
Yeah, I don't know why. It's Turf Toes. Good.
Street Orphans? That's for lesbians in the
Tenderloin? We're a gang of lesbian youth formed in Tenderloin, San Francisco. Oh, goddamn, Tenderloin. Yeah. Holy shit.
You ever been over there?
I have. Once.
Yeah, that's a rough area.
Rough pumpkins,
man.
Dude.
Yeah.
I was walking around all timid and shit, just like, oh, excuse me. Sorry. Nope, that's mine. Sorry.
No, I need that. Excuse me, sir.
Tenderloin is
You like San Francisco?
It's all right.
Wow. Sorry, San Francisco viewers, I guess.
Yeah, how's that sound, San Francisco? Big dog from L.A. telling you how it is. Yeah, it's all right. Yeah. Leader of the Bulldogs like over here.
I'd rather live in San Francisco than I would L.A.
For what reason?
But it's so much more expensive, you know?
Yeah.
Which is crazy to say about L.A.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm trying to think about the redeeming qualities of San Francisco.
Not one. So hard. Looking through your Rolodex of memories, there's not one good thing you can remember. Poor people. White tech bros. I don't know, dude. Paris, Texas isn't really around there, so it's not really something that I'd be interested in.
It's very true. I don't believe Paris, Texas hangs around San Francisco very often, so for that reason...
Therefore, I do not
hang. I do not like...
Let's go.
Yeah. Now, San Francisco... The Bay in general, I think, is a great place, but it's like San Francisco, like by the water, is kind of whatever to me.
Come on, man. I like the Bay.
I like the Bay too, but just that area. I don't really know what I'm saying. I'm not really awake right now.
Dude, sip on that coffee. Can you at least describe your coffee to the podcast listener?
Yeah, sure.
I'm imagining the person listening to this episode is probably very... We've had some highs and some extreme lows. Some nice highs and some extreme lows. Is that a deli sandwich, too?
Oh, this is a breakfast burrito.
Oh, I'm jealous. I know exactly where you got that from, and I'm very jealous.
No, this is a new place. Next time you're here, we're going to take you, and you're
going to
be
I'm not fucking going. I like my breakfast. I'm a creature of habit. I like going to the place... that we go to, and that's it.
What if we get two and you can taste test?
Nah. Nope. Not me. I want a nice chorizo burrito.
Eating two burritos isn't you?
I want a nice chorizo burrito. I want to have extreme diarrhea in the studio bathroom. Drink my coffee.
Don't worry. Everyone will hear it.
They probably have, and they've probably smelt it. And I try to use your guys' Febreze, and you guys have nice mints. I have about 2 or 3 mints before I go back out because I can taste my own breath. So I eat about 2 or 3 mints.
We have mints in the bathroom?
Huh?
Do we have mints in the bathroom?
Totally.
Do we have like a Latino man working in there too? Just selling gum and shit?
He's like, you forgot to wash your hands. I was like, fuck off, Diego. And I walk out.
Squirting soap on your
hands. Give me more mints.
Yeah.
That would be an insane bathroom, dude, especially how small your bathrooms are there. If I was taking a shit and some guy's like waxing my shoes or whatever, he's like, big game today, yeah? And it's like just extreme huge fart explosions in the porcelain bowl. Oh, yeah, Diego. It's going to be crazy. You might pop me a mint real quick. He's like, courtesy flush? I'm like, hell no, dude. Shut the fuck up. Let me shit, dog. That's what I'd say. Let me shit, dog. Imagine denying a person. Courtesy flush. They're waxing your shoes, waxing my fucking $13 Amazon skull flip flops, cleaning them up all nice.
Some of those guys in those bathrooms, like, they damn near, you expect them to fucking hold your dick while you piss.
I know. I went to this place in Vegas and they had like an old guy in there too. And he was like in there and he like patted me on the back and he was like, you watched the game today? I was like, no. And he like went over by the sink and just like let the water run in the sink. Yeah. So like when I turn around, I can immediately go over. And I was like, seems like a kind of bit of a waste of water. He's like, we got enough. That's what he said. And I was like, so I like had to kind of like do that power piss thing where it feels like your urethra opens up even more because you're like trying to piss fast.
Yeah.
You know, really quick.
Yeah.
And I turned around, got a little bit of dribble on my pants and he's just like, oh, I got you. And he was patting it down.
Shut the hell up, man.
Hey, patted me down. Touching the underside of my cock and everything. Like the outside of it on the pants. I just thought that was crazy, though. Oop, I got you.
Underside of your cock is so wild.
What, man? That's what happened.
No, I'm just picturing him like you're about to pull up your pants and his hands come from behind. He's like, oh, hold on.
Stops him from going up.
And then his hand
it's like some real struggle to behind it. I'm like trying really hard. I'm like...
Then his hand goes from the back between your legs. lifts the underside. The other hand goes with a little, and he's just
some Pamper wipes.
Yeah, just rubbing it.
Gotta disinfect that. There you go.
Yeah,
blows on it to dry it.
Yeah, I'm trying to think of the funniest offer I've had. The funniest thing to me I've seen, I think, in a club bathroom was cigarettes for sale, readily available. I thought that was extra.
That seems sick, though. That's like some 50s shit, dude.
Yeah, cigarette, true.
Post shit cigarette?
Yeah.
Well, certainly.
Yeah.
True. If anything, that would hide the smell of shit and piss.
Yeah, you're right. Really well. You're right.
Like, I'd almost rather smell like some menthol cigarette smoke, some Camel Crush cigarette smoke, than smell some like heinous piss.
Yeah, we should allow smoking in the bathrooms. What?
That's like one thing that I've been noticing about myself as I get older, too, dude.
What?
I think I'm developing a poo fetish.
What?
Because when I go into a bathroom, the smell of piss makes me gag, but I don't mind the smell of poo.
Oh.
So I feel like I can't tell if I'm developing a poo fetish or not.
Yeah, I can never tell either when I'm like putting it on my tongue. I'm just not sure.
Yeah. I'll start letting you know if I get really hard when I go into a bathroom when I smell poo. Okay, well, I think this answers it. I'm standing there like that. Okay, well, I guess. All right, well, I guess this is what it is.
All right.
But no, seriously, no, I've smelled some heinous pisses lately, dude.
Okay, I'm going to ask something that's probably like going to have everyone quit here, but I'm not going to look, but I'm going to ask the ladies in the room.
Mm.
Do you know any women? You know, because when men wipe their ass, they look at their work like boogers. So I'm curious if you know any women that do the same.
That wipe their what, like boogers?
You know, when men go number two, I feel like we typically clean, you know, whoop, and then you do
first
a check.
Off, I like that. I know exactly now that you lean to the left. You did it in your chair.
I actually lean to the right. No, the wall in my bathroom's to the right. So I lean to the right.
I've known some guys, you know what, it's despicable, is people have to like go past the Squidward nose and wipe from front to back in between. They don't even lift up. They go down.
Yeah, that's psycho.
How fucked is that, dude?
That's psycho.
It is psycho.
Ladies, you're not escaping this question. Do you what know? I'm asking if they know any women that look at their work. That's how I'm going to phrase it.
Oh, like look at the shit toilet paper? I never look at my toilet paper. But I did for a second because I thought I had cancer. And I thought that, like, literally, but the problem was I was just eating red velvet cake. And that's
so,
what my poop
so
was
let
red.
Me get this clear. I'm the only person in this room that looks at their work. That's how you know you're done, right?
I do that too. I'll admit it.
See?
No, what? You guys can't feel? You can't, there's no more cream. You're rubbing dry.
A feel? I'm what done. Are you guys talking about? You just mush your cheeks together and you're like, yeah, it's pretty dry there.
I absolutely do. I get up and I do
the feel
dance.
Of the toilet paper?
No.
Nah.
If I can feel the texture, if I could, because I get the nice Charmin toilet paper that has all those cute designs on it. And when I can start reading that shit like Braille, I know that shit is squeaky clean, dude.
So he is looking.
So you do look at your work?
No. I'm saying when I feel it, when I feel the design, I'm reading it like Braille to touch.
Oh, copy. Right.
Yeah, blind people can't fucking see, dude.
Right.
That's why it's Braille.
Right. Sorry, when you said that, just imagine you taking the toilet paper and just touching it.
No, that's weird. My fingertips smell.
Oh, it's still wet.
I better keep cleaning.
I can't feel the bumps. I can't feel the stars.
Yeah. I can't feel the bumps. Yeah, I'm like reading it like Rain Man. I can't feel the bumps.
Everyone, hold on.
I'm still
can
dirty.
Just clap for
Ovi
for standing up for women's rights, normalizing women looking at their work?
I'd be afraid. I'm glad I got a little coin purse and a Squidward nose, dude. I'd be afraid to wipe down there. we got barriers, dude. You know what I mean?
What's your coin purse?
My balls.
Oh, okay.
You never referred to your balls as a coin purse before?
No, it could have been your asshole.
I guess. Does that make sense? A coin purse being an asshole?
It could. I'm just saying it's like a little, you know.
Okay. Yeah, Nick's in the back. He's like, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, that makes sense. Coin purse. Little half a dollar, a little sack of Jawia coins in there, you know.
Sorry, I just you know like those old school like those quarter holders that fucking like arcade workers would have. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Like the little.
That's why. What I'm saying with the Sonic deal.
Yeah.
Oh,
okay.
I used to love going to Sonic just to get my fucking change, dude.
All right,
that's 8:13.
Is that what they have there? I've never seen that.
They used to. I honestly haven't been to a Sonic, and I can't remember.
Got it. Sorry, I have a fucking Amazon Prime delay on all these jokes, man. Yeah.
That's a pretty funny way to say that.
Yeah. It's taking two.
An Amazon Prime delay on all these jokes.
I'm just, shut the fuck up, man. I'm off today, all right? Just pretend it's funny.
Like,
let's move on.
I complimented it.
Oh, okay. Thanks. I'll take it.
Yeah.
I'm being insecure.
You should eat your burrito live right now. I think people would like that.
For all the viewers at home, this burrito from Los Angeles tastes really good.
I wish I could make breakfast burritos, dude.
You can. They won't
no,
be good.
No, but it's kind of the same thing. It's like, yeah, I mean, I could make eggs and hash browns at home too, but it's not the same as getting it from like a diner.
I agree.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, I don't know.
Yeah.
Also, the chorizo is good. I don't think I've ever had that burrito place that we go to with the chorizo burritos. That's good chorizo. I've had some like way, way too greasy chorizo.
Yeah.
That place, I think, does it right.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can get some.
We should see if we can get sponsored by them, dude. In free burritos.
If they have enough money to do that, that'd be sick. But yeah, we'd sponsor the F out of them.
If they have enough money to do that, you can barely afford rent. You're not going to be able to afford this shit.
I mean, come on, man. You think an ad slot is fucking. We don't get paid.
I would take, honestly, if they gave us a free burrito every episode, I'd be like, I'm down. Shout out this burrito place. Fucking great burritos.
Right.
That feels like a pretty reasonable transaction.
What are we working? Were we working for minimum wage up here? This is a noble job, man. This is real work. This is a real job. You wouldn't know about that, dude, because you're a stupid little animator.
That's true. But I would love a burrito. Is my response to that. I feel like fucking Elvis Presley with these microphones,
yeah.
Dude.
Hey, let me, what's the Australian guy who went Elvis and never went back?
Oh, Austin Butler.
Austin Butler. He was doing Elvis. He's like, you know what they say, once you go black, you never go back.
It'd be pretty funny to actually, no? think about getting in a method role for, playing Elvis Presley, of all people.
Yeah.
I got so deep, I didn't know how to get out.
Yeah.
It's like, stop talking like that.
Oh, I don't think I. Ooh, maybe I don't think I can. Is that how he spoke normally? I have no idea what.
Oh, pretty much.
Voice was.
Yeah, I'm hoping I get an Oscar this year.
Why did he talk like that?
Because I'm Elvis Presley.
What?
That's why he talked like that.
Why did he talk like that?
That's what Elvis kind of sounded like. A bumbling fucking idiot from the South.
Yeah.
Look at my cheekbones.
Yeah. I just don't know where
you like how that movie is just like, by the way, Elvis loved black people.
I didn't watch
it. It's like,
it.
Okay, you didn't see it?
Nah.
Yeah, I think you would get a kick out of it, because they're definitely just like, but we know that Elvis took from black rock and roll and blues, but he loved the black community. He was best friends with B.B. King.
He was an ally.
And like, there was one scene with him and B.B. King in like a tailor shop. And B.B. King's like, yeah, I'm getting a suit. He's like, oh, I just want to play music, but my mom and daddy won't let me.
Just picturing them marketing that movie. Austin Butler is what the black community's greatest ally. Elvis Presley.
The greatest black voice since Martin Luther King. Austin Butler.
Can I do my joke now? You know they say, once you go black, you never go back. That's hilarious, right?
I wish I was black because I heard it don't crack. It's like, Jesus, Elvis. God. Calm down, dude. But what's funny, though, is they built up all that stuff of just like, yes, Elvis loves black people. He loves them. I know everyone else doesn't in this time period, but Elvis definitely did. And then they followed that up immediately with that Doja Cat remix of the Hound Dog song. And I was like, This feels kind of distasteful.
Yeah.
All right, now shoe in the rap song. Shoe it in. We gotta sell this shit on Spotify.
A script written by four white dudes.
Mm-hmm. No. Yeah, four white guys from like Burbank.
No, so then we get a song.
The story we're trying to tell is, yes, he stole it, but he loved this community.
Was he influenced? Sure. And did he take part in it? Absolutely. And that's when we roll out Doja Cat. Do you think we can get her for this picture?
People don't like Doja Cat, though. They think she's like a Nazi, too.
Yeah. The quote everyone refers to, or I forget who said
Clit, everyone refers to?
They always say she was in racial chat rooms showing feet. That's what they always say.
I know. It's just really funny to think about. And now she's like one of the biggest pop stars in the world.
Yeah. What a transition. Who do you think the royal family is going to knock off next?
I don't know. Probably the fucking, their crypt keeper of a king. Have you seen that motherfucker? He's like on death's door as it is.
Nah, man. That's that dude's going to live to 1,000. I think he's a sorcerer.
If fucking the queen didn't live to be, she looked like a literal vulture. Like how she didn't, if she was going to live to, she'd be the, I thought she was going to be the oldest living person to ever exist.
Right.
Because that crazy bitch would get up and she'd be doing parades and stuff still. And I'm like, are you 107 years old? How do you have the energy?
Yeah.
Like, I don't understand. Yeah. I was like, okay, well, she's going to perpetually look 85 forever. And she'll just exist till the end of time. She will cease to be when the sun explodes and like erases everything, you know?
Yeah. She's going to be the one to do it.
Yeah.
She's going to snap her fingers.
Like points her claw at the sun and just explodes.
Yeah.
Yeah. I would hate to be here for that. That's why I'm glad I'm living in this time where there's just nuclear crisis and threats of that.
Yeah.
Versus the sun exploding. Like, that would be scary.
Yeah, the time period where it's like shit's starting to cool off. The currents don't work the same. You know?
Mm-hmm.
Earth's lacking heat. It's very cold.
Yeah. Well, we'll make it before the other people. Other people will. The future generations, it's going to be rough pumpkins for them, I think.
No, that's what I mean, is like 500 years from now. It like,
yeah,
or the point where the sun is about to burn out, those would be funny ass times.
I'm curious about what creature is going to evolve, because humanity is going to die off.
Yeah.
Apes will no longer be supreme. And then I'm hoping that another creature evolves enough to gain intelligence. And there are the second wave of sentient beings that walk the earth, and they can be like, these apes founded something called the iPhone.
Right.
And then they would do dances and have sex with each other.
Yeah.
Unlike us, the dolphins.
Yeah.
Who exist peacefully in the sea. Which actually, that might make sense because global warming, ice caps freeze over, land, the earth becomes nothing but mostly water.
Yeah.
Sea creatures become the new sentient society. And they're like, it was foretold. The apes foretold this. And they look up, like, they have like a fucking watered down copy of like Little Mermaid or whatever. They knew it was coming. How did they know?
Yeah.
Magic.
But instead of Latin or whatever, it's still just that annoying ass fucking. Just that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, actually, I think it'll be English, dude.
Just pure?
Yeah. I can't believe they spoke the same language as us. That'd be kind of cool. But in between words, they do that sometimes.
Yeah.
I can't believe they spoke the same language as us. That's kind of crazy. Would that work?
Yeah, I think so. In this world that you're building, I'm
what
for it.
What animal would you hope gets evolved to be a sentient being?
I want it to be something fucking dumb, like a clam.
That's disappointing. Why?
Because I think that's why it's funny. Like, it'd just be lackluster. It's like
a bunch of clams.
Yeah. They can speak, they're conscious, but they just can't do shit.
I think ducks would be fun.
Yeah.
And they could fly.
And they let their kids just die.
Well, dude, I mean, come on. What are we supposed to do? Let them all survive? I mean, you know,
we
got to think about the whole flock. We can't just think about, you know, one little individual fucking stupid duckling.
Yeah. Yeah, we got
turtles would be sweet.
Turtles would be cool. I don't. Yeah. Oh no, ants. No, no. You know, be sick if what would take over? Fucking octopus.
I do love octopi. If I wanted to get horny, I think that wolves, like that's the furry answer. Like talking wolves.
Yeah.
What are you doing here in our pack?
Yeah, that's the Taylor
line. We had a deal with you dolphins.
The dolphins are like, we're going to fuck you up, wolves.
Luke, you had a furry friend.
Ew. Dude, what? Yuck.
He had a furry friend.
Did he cut that shit out of his life?
Yes. I'll speak for him, yes. Yeah.
Yeah, I had to get rid of that shit for real.
Yeah.
I was like, you what? You like what? And I started gagging.
Yeah, no, Luke was like, I'm moving to L.A. They'll never accept you like this. We can't talk.
Yeah. We're going to be an outcast out there, dude.
You can't keep this up. You're a fucking freak.
You're slowing me down, weirdo.
Don't you have ambition? You just want to be a circus clown the rest of your life?
I think to pay bills in college, my wife drawled. She was like a furry porn artist.
Damn.
Allison, what's up with that hard drive?
Probably like dog dicks.
That's cool.
Dog dicks. Have you ever seen a cat dick before? It's fucking horrifying.
No.
It's like a needle.
I don't know about no cat dick.
I don't know about no cat dick.
Anyways, Luke, you had a furry friend. Would you say, were you friends with this person when Twilight was very popular?
No. Oh. It was a couple years ago. Maybe got like it. Five.
Got it. I just wonder if Taylor Lautner just, you know, changed wolves for certain people.
Probably.
Like, does that explain why there's like a sea of millennials in LA living in apartments with big ass like wolf dogs?
I don't know, maybe.
Because T. Lautner, you know, kind of just changed the vibe.
Do people watch the Twilight movies the same way they watch the Harry Potter movies? Like, every Christmas, I feel like people will watch, they put on. Like, I think people look at Harry Potter as like a December-themed movie.
Yeah.
Is there a Twilight time of year?
I think so. I
wonder what time of year that is.
It's a 365. It's any day you want it, man.
I don't think that's one thing I've noticed. I don't see any Twilight love anymore, dude. I feel like it's just a dead meme.
Yeah, I actually, Alina put it on, and I watched the first 20 or 30 minutes. That color grading is crazy.
Yeah, super, super like washed out, yeah. Dark, like heavy blues and stuff.
Yeah, just fucking with my eyes, like.
I like when Robert Pattinson's like jumping around those trees and he's like, you better hold on tight, spider monkey.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He's jumping around.
Yeah.
I thought that dude looked gross, dude. I was like,
what a story, man. It's a classic Midwest story. You got a boyfriend that's like, I can't be near you. I'm gonna fucking kill you. And she's like, I love you all the same.
That feels like every white trash woman from anywhere.
That's what I'm saying, dude. It's a fucking white trash boyfriend.
One man introduces Adderall or some other kind of pill to a woman. They're just like, I love him.
I'm violent. You don't want nothing to do with me. I can't stay near you.
Kristen Stewart's acting in that movie is insane.
Top notch.
Insane.
Masterclass.
The thing, too, about her is that that character she does works. She's kind of like the Michael Cera. Like, she kind of plays that character.
Yeah.
In every movie. But in that one, it's just like, it's over the top, dude.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
I mean, she doesn't.
You know, I liked her when she was in Panic Room.
I know. We know you liked her.
Good in that movie. Yeah, Panic Room. Jodie Foster.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You ever see that movie?
Luke.
Jared Leto's also in it.
Can I see the poster? Panic Room?
The whole thing, it's the scariest thing for America, which was a white woman has home invaders enter her house. One of them is Jared Leto, and she gets to hide in her panic room.
So
Kristen Stewart,
so telling,
she has asthma.
Future.
Who's the black guy that's in that? He's Forrest Whitaker. He's in that too. I like Forest Whitaker too. You ever see The Last King of Scotland? It's a good one.
Has no one made any memes about this of Jared Leto stalking down women?
I don't think people have really even thought about this movie. Who directed this? I thought like a pretty... It is a David Fincher film. Okay, so no wonder it rules. I love David Fincher, dude. This movie, yeah, this movie's sick. It's a good one.
Yeah. Maybe I'll watch this tonight.
Jared Leto looks like a porcelain doll. Doesn't he?
In a good way or a bad way?
I don't know. And that's so probably bad way.
He's a...
Yeah, no. Hell yeah.
Ain't this dude like 50?
I don't know. I never knew he even was a musician. I was just knew him as an actor, but yeah, no, he's also a
51.
Musician.
51.
Looks great for 51.
Yeah, this dude is sipping adrenochrome.
Oh, yeah. Didn't he just climb the Empire State Building or something?
Why is this guy touring at 50? He's behaving like he's 27 or something. This is wild.
Probably just getting fucking laid left and right, dude. Probably good existence, I imagine. Probably pretty rich. Getting some pussy or boy butt wherever he can. Probably de-ages you, I imagine. Probably relaxed all the time. Not married. Probably has like a decent house. Goes, gets groceries by himself.
I love that you're saying all this and like he fully has a cult.
And he's a cult leader, so he's probably has a little sense of like, you know, purpose and power. And
yeah,
like,
yeah.
Why not?
Yeah, sense of purpose.
Filion has a really good video about the cult of Jared Leto, too. So shout out Filion.
Jay Letts.
Jay Letzies. Did you see that Boogie documentary that blew up?
Yeah, I did actually.
It's really good.
Yeah, what a story, man. What a story. I went and read the comments on his recent post, and it was a bunch of his fans criticizing him, saying, you know, oh, whatever epiphany you have, it's bullshit, because you always have these epiphanies, and then you never work through it. So,
it's true. I believe that.
I just thought the shrooms part was really funny.
The shrooms part was really funny. It's kind of interesting. It's interesting that a person of that kind of status watching somebody's life deteriorate. I had like a weird moral quandary with something. This was the first, I think Fredrik Nunsen does it very well too, where it's just clear documentation of something without trying to, I guess, skew the audience into some kind of way.
Yep.
I think this new documentary did that well too.
Yep.
And I enjoyed the part where he was like, this is just fucking depressing. Like, I can't have this whole thing be just about him.
That was
just saying how depressed his fucking life is the whole time.
That was a great arc.
Which is funny because something that's really popular on YouTube right now, and I had a weird moral quandary with this myself. I didn't know if I was contributing to this, I think, negative factor, but I really don't like the downfall.
Yeah.
Videos
yeah.
Of people. Because it feels like you're profiting off of their demise
yeah.
in a weird way. And it's also, especially some people do it to where it's like, they got this many views and now they get this many views. And it's like, well, dude.
Yeah.
I don't think that's like a fucking like net, like, okay.
Yeah.
Like, if you've been on the platform long enough, but I was sitting there wondering if I was, with like my cartoons and the things I do, if I was contributing to that kind of like profiting off of someone's demise kind of aspect to it. And it made me think about that a little bit.
Who out of your work do you think you're poking fun at in their demise?
I think during the time when like the CoffeeZilla thing came out, I made that Logan Paul video. I think like you know, there's the Colleen Ballinger thing for her response video.
Yeah. That was fucking crazy on her.
The Sneeko and Moist Critical thing.
Mm. No, because I think all these people, first of all, I don't think Colleen Ballinger's doing bad. I think she's all right.
I think it's less about if, I also don't know if I fully believe in like punching down or punching up.
Mm.
I think it's an easier way to justify saying things that you want to say, or like, yeah, Dream's face reveal there, but I think it's I don't know. I think anything you can make anything you want. I think it's just like it was an interesting moral kind of thing, I guess, of just like, are you contributing to anything that's good, or is it just like all shit that's meant to slander and besmirch someone's name in the name of profiting for yourself? I think,
but I don't
really know if I believe in like punching down or punching up. I think that that's all fucking stupid. I think that if you're like, I think you can make jokes about anything.
I wouldn't say you besmirch anyone because your work is like absurdity, and even if there's a message, you're not. I think the downfall videos are different because it's this very meticulous lens that's like being applied to someone, and sometimes they don't even like the people who make these videos can't contextualize certain decisions that these people make, and so it's just this secondhand observation of, and then they did this, and then their views went here, and then they.
See, I don't know. I don't know if I agree with that. I think that a lot of these people are very smart. I think that they're smart in the sense of like they know how to research something, and I think they know exactly what the audience wants to see and like what are the key points of someone's career that they can point out and be like, this is another key example of why this is bad that correlates with the story they're putting on. I think all these people are still storytellers. It's just using narratives from past experiences to make a narrative that they want you to feel, which is always the title, which is always like something that perpetuates the idea of like, this person is in the shitter or whatever, which feels bad, I guess. So I don't know. Just an interesting thought I had with the Boogie documentary, but it's very good. If you haven't seen it, can we look it up real quick so we can at least just give it a shout out? Cause I think it's extremely well done. It's the sad, miserable. Yeah. The dark, sad life of Boogie 298. Very good.
Mike Klum.
Unbelievably, well done. Like extremely well done.
Yeah.
Mike. Absolutely crushing. Good for him, man. Seriously. It's fucking amazing.
Do your thing, Mike Klum. It's it was shot great. I loved introducing, you know, as the creator, his inability to continue. And then I like how he flipped that into, you know, okay, well, how can I try to be like maybe a positive force in this man's life?
It's seen also, I enjoy that he went and shot Boogie at his house and interviewed him. And we get to hear from the subject, because we're not putting words in his mouth by taking clips out of context and stringing them together to make a narrative.
Yeah.
Now we are hearing from him kind of how miserable he is.
Yeah.
And how the situation, and the thing too is like, it's hard to find sympathy, I think, in people like him. But at the same time, I do feel very sympathetic for his situation, because I think it's very easy. Even as like a person, man, I've gained a bunch of weight. Like I'm much heavier than I've ever been in my life right now. And I think that it's not a conscious decision. I think it's just like you let all of these little things slide by until it's accumulated one day when you're like, oh, fuck. But now you're so far gone that it's hard to make a change. And now this guy's been doing that for like, you know, a fucking decade or whatever.
Yeah.
So, and I do think that there's like, you need to take accountability. You need to, it's all about changing yourself. It's not about like wanting the audience to adapt or to like change for you.
Yeah.
You have to change for them.
Yeah.
But I just, it's so interesting having him have Boogie in this, interview him, and constructing the narrative based off of Boogie's words that he's saying directly for this documentary, which I think is very interesting. I will say that Boogie's relationship with that girl is completely fucked. That's like totally wrong.
Yeah, that bugged me out at the end where he was just kind of like laughing along at the comedy show, just thinking like, you know.
Yeah.
Like it's almost like he's just being a little too welcoming to the bit, you know? And I'm like,
well, I think he thinks so little of himself that I think that in his mind he's just like, by laughing at this, it's like, bro, I already know. Like, you're not, like, I feel nothing from what you're saying because I've already said it to myself.
Yeah, no,
I
hear that, but I think it's a, like, awful example of when someone spirals so bad that their self-image is that, and then he's just so detached from a strong sense of what I'd say is, like, morality or, like, even just, you know, self-worth, that he would sit there and let this stranger just beat on him, and he's like, yeah, I'm 50 with a 20-year-old girlfriend. I know. I'm a piece of shit. It's like, wow.
Yeah.
Rough.
Yeah. It's interesting. I think it's very fascinating. I don't know. It shows the power of what I think YouTube has right now, which is just like you do get these extremely intimate, unfiltered looks into people's lives that are pretty chaotic. I don't think everything has to be as crazy and as romanticized as some of the shit that we find on like Netflix or other cable networks. It's like just seeing this guy in his situation, I think is pretty interesting. But also just as a YouTuber too, I think it's just extremely interesting. But I don't know. Yeah. I would recommend it. It's a very, 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 very easy watch. I think it's a really appropriate length too. I mean, Fredrik Nunsen, he just had that amazing documentary. I couldn't recommend enough too, about EVE Online. So in depth, but some of that stuff can be so hard to digest with how long his videos are. But
yeah,
he's such a fascinating documentarian as well. Just absolutely. I mean, he spent the last 2 years of his life working on this EVE Online thing, and it's just it's so good. So, once again, both these channels, check them out. I can't recommend enough. I feel like I've said that a couple times, but really, really good stuff.
I just want to be clear, because I don't know if I made it clear. I'm not empathizing with a 50-year-old man having a 20-year-old girlfriend. I think that shit is very weird.
I think the weirdest thing for me, the delineation, is how obvious she made that she didn't have a father figure in her life.
Yes.
And I think that like both people can feel like they're innocent bystanders in it.
Yeah.
But I think like somebody that young, I don't think the age difference is that crazy if he was older and she was slightly older, but a 20-year-old is just so young still. Like you're still such a baby.
Yeah.
Like your mind is not fully developed, and to have that kind of age gap is definitely some kind of weird mental thing where they are you know, because to me, like 50 and 20 feels crazy, but like if it was 60 and 30, that doesn't feel as, you know, whatever.
Yeah, but a 30-year-old is like a grown.
That's what I mean. Person. It's like it just feels so just immature, just like totally immature, delusional. And yeah, I hope that she can get the fuck out of that and find some fucking help or something, because that is fucked.
Yeah.
Absolutely fucked.
Well, what a way to end it. Guys, thanks for tuning in. Goodbye.
I honestly love that ending. Goodbye, and that's it. All right, bye, guys.